Coburg Council has rescinded a proclamation which declared December as Christian Heritage Month. The abrupt reversal comes after citizen Bob LeDrew in mid-January told a corporate finance and legislative standing committee meeting that he was denied a request from municipal staff to declare March 23rd as Atheism Awareness Day. LeDrew was back in front of council Wednesday night, saying the town is applying its religious declarations policy unfairly. He says his request was denied as the town's flag-raising and proclamation policy does not allow for declarations to be issued for religious organizations or events.
I think that that decision has the potential to have some negative impacts on the town. I wanted to highlight the fact that, in effect, what that decision did was open the door for other religious proclamations and flag-raising requests that are now going to feel that they have a right. If one has the right, then we all have the right.
Councillor Randy Barber, who initially voted in favor of the proclamation, focused on the heritage portion of the declaration, suggesting that Coburg was founded on Christianity.
The town then saying that a Christian heritage awareness would mean that what the base roots of Coburg were at that particular time, and that's what it's celebrating.
LeDrew countered, saying that Northumberland County is becoming less religious. He cited a 2021 Statistics Canada Religious Diversity Report suggesting that approximately 45% of the county's population has no religious affiliation, up from 25% 10 years ago. He also warned that if you allow one religious-based proclamation, then council should be declaring all religions.
I think that decision is incorrect in light of the fact that there was a Christian Heritage Month. I think you could further argue that there's no atheist church, there's no pope of atheism, there's no imam of atheism. And you could argue that atheism is the inverse of a religious organization and that Atheism Awareness Day is the opposite of a religious event.
A motion put forward by Deputy Mayor Nicole Beattie and amended by Mayor Lucas Cleveland rescinded the 5-year proclamation declaring December as Christian Heritage Month. As well, municipal staff suggested a policy change requiring citizens requesting a proclamation to do so 3 months in advance of their declaration to allow council and staff to adequately review whether that request meets established policy. Staff are expected to return to council at a later date with recommendations. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.